Hey guys, several people asked me to translate this piece by Ruth Cook, and we'll do so in this voice note. Send it along. I think it is absolutely beautiful, and it's reflective of so much of his writings, and so much of writings of a certain style and of a certain school of Jewish thought. So this is in a sefer called Midot HaRa'ayah, which is the behavior, the midos of Ruth Cook. And he goes through in the Sefer just different midos with his own reflections on them. And the first mid in the Sefer is that of Ahava, that of love. So let's do the first three sections together, and we'll try to do that in the course of the next, just 5 minutes or so. So Ha'ava Tzricha Liyot Meleya Belev Kol. Love needs to be filled, Belev Kol, in the hearts of every person, the necessity of love, the value of love, that needs to be malaya, Belev Kol, and that needs to fully exist in the hearts of every person. Beis, Ahavat Kol HaMasim Kulam, love of all masim of actions, of God's creations, of everything in the world, Hikodemet L'Kol, is sort of the first thing. Acharkach Ahavat Kol Adam, we need to love all of humanity. Achareha Ahavat Yisrael, after that comes love of Israel. Shehi Kolelet HaKol, that love of Israel somehow includes everything, includes Maisim, includes creation, it includes all people, that Ahavat Yisrael somehow is inclusive of everything in humanity. And why is that? Sha'atidin Yisrael etaken et kol ha'masim kulam. That Israel somehow is going to be responsible for elevating all of the nations, elevating all of creation, all of nature, all of the animals. Israel is sort of connected to all of creation. V'chol ahavot elahim ahavot masiyot. All of these loves need to be active. We don't just say in some passive way that we love humanity or that we love creation or that we love animals or that we love nature or that we love Israel. It has to be ahavot masiyot. It has to be active. What are we doing to express that love? Lehov otam lasot lem tova vilgrom lahem iloi. To love them, lasot lahem tova, to do good for everything around us, vildigrom lahem iloi, and to cause for them to be elevated and redeemed. What's the final love that all of these loves lead to? Vinala al kulan ahavat Hashem. Elevated upon all of that is love of God. Shi ahava shebapoel. This is actively felt in the hearts of man and also needs to lead to action. Eino goreret batzmuta shum davar. There's no outgrowth of love of God. It doesn't lead to something else. Meaning the final level, the final goal, the final stage is love of God. Ki masha halev male mimena, but rather to the degree in which our hearts are filled with ahavat Hashem, zehu ha'osher hayoter niskav. Right, that is the greatest happiness. So all of these things, love of creation, love of humanity, including non-Jews, love of Israel, they all have actions attached to them. We all have to work towards that. All of those things lead to our love of God. And love of God doesn't have to lead to anything. It's like it's an end goal in and of itself. And if our hearts are filled with Ahavat Hashem, so that is the Osher HaYoter Niskav. Okay. Now, the last paragraph, I'm going to actually skip a couple sentences as we go through, because I want to keep this recording short. Yev shar shalo lehov et Hashem. It is impossible that we don't love God. Yev shar shalo yatzmiach koch ahava mituka umchurechet zot tzemach masi. It is impossible that if we really love God, it's impossible that that does not flourish within us or sprout within us. Lehov lepfol bepoel b'mase. If we really love God, it's impossible to not love all of the things that are mityaches, that are connected to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. If we really love God, it's impossible to not love humanity. It's impossible to not love people. It's impossible to not love creation and nature and the intellect and the arts and creativity. All of those things are connected to the Or Hashem. So of course we're going to love all of those things. For instance, what? He says, "Eif shar shel lehov et ha-yosher v'tzedek." It's impossible to not love yosher, which is straightness, generosity, integrity, tzedek, which is righteousness. Because tzedek is something which brings goodness to everyone. Tikkun olam, as Dr. Brown would say, or chesed. But if we love God and we love humanity, we love creation, then of course we're going to love yosher and tzedek that elevates all of that. Shehu kashor yafeh b'amtat ha-metziut v'rayon ha-leh b'yachas m'ula shilfi gadlo v'tifarto anu korim oto m'galo b'chavetz Hashem, that we find sort of the will of God in all of that. Okay, mashu nala mikol zeh u'miyuchan mikol zeh u'marven imot l'neshama kochai yoter mikol mashu kol rayon yuchal hitnaseh. We can't even begin to fathom how important yosher, tzedek, chesed, elevating man's Tzelem Elokim, elevating man's Or Hashem. We can't begin to fathom how important those things are. If we love God, then we love creation. If we love creation, if we love humanity, if we love all people, if especially we love Klal Yisrael, then of course we have an endless love for yosher and tzedek that elevates all of that. And lastly, one of my favorite lines, V'yefshar shlo l'hitmalei ava l'chobriya. It's impossible that we don't have a sense of love for all creations. Shari shefa or Hashem b'chol hu meir. If we really see a person and we realize, I'm just going to translate this line, Shari shefa or Hashem, the overflow of God's life, light, b'chol hu meir, is meir, shines in every single person. So if we see that, if we see a person in the street or in the elevator or in our lives, and we see the Or Hashem, the light of God, in their countenance and in their eyes and in their being, how do we not love that person? That person is holy. How do we not embrace that person? That person is holy. That's why he says again, V'yefshar shelo l'hitmalei ahava l'chol bria. It's impossible that we do not become filled with the love of all creation, and especially man, and especially Yisrael, Shari Shefa or Hashem B'chol Hu Meir, V'Hakol Hu Hitgalot Chemdat Noam Hashem, and all people are active revelations of the Chemdat Noam Hashem, of the beautiful presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chesed Hashem Melea Ha'aretz, God's righteousness and goodness and presence fills the entire universe. I thought this piece by Rav Kook was so beautiful, so nogea to who we want to be in our lives, so nogea to what we try to do in Vienna, and so relevant to everything that we want to do, no matter what country and no matter what place, no matter what city, of connecting deeply to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, seeing His presence in everyone, and elevating everyone and everything around us that reflects HaKadosh Baruch Hu's beautiful presence. Have a great day, guys. Take care. If you want to learn things like this more in the future, certainly feel free to let me know. Take care.